Artia. Kale dui baya bolailo. Prabhu sanghe sabe asi arati dekilo. Artia kale dui bhaku bolailo. Prabhu sanghe sabe asi arati dekilo. Here's the system. After offering food to perform Bhoga Arti, Advaita Prabhu asked the two brothers, Lord Chaitanya Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, to come and see the Arti. The two lords and all others present went to see the Arti ceremony. After Arti was performed for the deities in the temple, Lord Krishna was made to lie down to rest. Advaita Acharya then came out to submit something to Lord Chaitanya. Advaita Prabhu said, my dear lords, kindly enter this room. The two brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, then came forward to take the prasadam. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu went to accept prasad, they both called Mukund and Haridas to come with them. However, Mukund and Haridas both with folded hands spoke as follows. Anyway, they got out of it. Haridas Thakur said, I am the most sinful and lowest among men. Later I shall eat 1 pound full of prasad while waiting outside. Advaita Prabhu took Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within the room. The two lords saw the arrangement of the prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was especially very pleased. Report, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased because he saw how nicely so many varieties of food were prepared for Krishna. Actually, all kinds of prasadam are prepared for Krishna, not for the people, but the devotees partake of prasadam with great pleasure. How many of you like to partake of prasadam with great pleasure? This is because it's offered to Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved of all the methods employed in cooking and offering to Krishna. Indeed, he was so pleased that he said, frankly, I will personally take the lotus feet of anyone who can offer Krishna such nice food and place those lotus feet on my head birth after birth. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the room, Prabhu janeti na bhaga Krishna naivedya Acharya mana kata nahi Prabhu vedya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the room, he saw three divisions of food. He knew that all of these three were meant for Krishna. However, he did not understand the intentions of Advaita Acharya. Purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that one of these servings was offered in a metal dish and was meant for Krishna, whereas the other two were placed on big banana leaves. The offering in the metal plate was personally offered by Advaita Acharya to Krishna. The other two servings on banana leaves were to be accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. That was Advaita Acharya's intention. But he did not disclose this to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the food offered in three places, he thought that all of this was meant for Krishna. Now, this pastime is after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. He went to Katwa with Lord Nityananda and two or three others. And then he got initiated by Keshav Bharati. Afterwards, he decided to go to Vrindavan. So he headed west. As he was going west, the kids started to chant Hare Krishna less enthusiastically. He went to, what's that holy place in near Bolpur? It's a Shiva Mandir. Remember Bhakti Purushottam? Huh? No, Shiva Mandir. near Beaucourt, not near Egerton. Huh? Maybe. Bakeshwar. So he went up to that place and saw Shiva, but then he decided to go back. He said, better to travel by the side of the Ganges. Then as he went back, he would say, Hariva! 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 And all the kids would be chanting with him. So he said that this is because they're near the Ganges. And the Ganges is liquid Krishna Prema. And the breeze from the Ganges awakens this natural devotion. He didn't want to go so far away from the Ganges. He wanted to go to Vrindavan following the Ganges and the Jamuna. That's the other route. So Nityananda made a joke, played a trick on Lord Chaitanya by telling some cowherd boys that when Lord Chaitanya comes, he'll ask, where's Vrindavan? Point to Shantipur. So then Lord Chaitanya, then he jumped in the river and went floating down from Katwa to Navadvip, 45 kilometers. And then he got Mother Sachi and had Srivas and others bring Mother Sachi to Shantipur. Then he jumped in the Ganges again and went down to Shantipur. Sometimes the local people have a swimming competition, swimming from Katwa to Navadvip, following the pathway of Nityananda. Maybe that's a bona fide sport. So then Lord Chaitanya, he fell for the trick by Krishna's arrangement. Went down to Shantipur, was bathing in the Jamuna, in the Ganges, but on the Jamuna side. And Nityananda and Advaita came across the river in a boat to get him. Then he said, what is Advaita doing in Vrindavan? Then he realized, he's not in Vrindavan, he's in Shantipur. Nityananda Prabhu ki! Nityananda played a trick on him. So now they're in Shantipur with Nityananda. There's some interesting pastimes. Nityananda has been floating around in the river for a couple days now. He's really hungry. But now Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas. So he's in the mood of renunciation. So he thinks he has to do all kinds of austerities. But Advaita makes this blowout feast, this massive feast with so many preparations offered to Krishna, so many. Sometimes in Bengal they offer you prasadam on a full banana leaf. I mean, a banana leaf is like 4 or 5 feet with a big side on the right and a little side, and then fill it up with prasad. It's like inhumanly, it's not possible to eat as much prasad as you can put on a complete banana leaf. So Lord Chaitanya just thought this was all for Krishna. But Advaita's plan is for Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. So that's what's happening here. Today is, we'll continue with this pastime. Today is Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. He appeared in Ekachakra, in Radesh, where the Radesh means where the Ganges doesn't flow. Lord Chaitanya came very close to, came into Radesh when he saw the, when he went to the Vakreshwar temple, and then he went back. And when Nityananda was born there to bless these people, And Ekachakra is also where the Pandavas stayed in hiding. Ekachakra is mentioned in the Mahabharata. So it's a very historical place. This pastime was held because they know that Nityananda appears there in Kali Yuga. Approximately 12 years before Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu appeared. His mother was Padmavati and his father was Harai Oja. Lord Nityananda is Balaram. Just like here we have in Tirupati we have Govinda Temple. The Govinda Temple is actually a Balaram Temple. They call Govinda as Balaji's big brother, so he's Balaram. The Adi Ananta. He's the original Ananta Sesha form. He does all the this platform that we're doing the bathing ceremony on for the brass Utsav Murtis is borrowed from the Govindaji temple here, the Balaram temple. And so the head priest was Balaji Pandit. He was telling me that this is from the Balaram temple. I said from Govinda temple. I said the Adi Ananta, because Balaram through his Ananta they expands himself into all the clothing, the bed, the chair, everything that's needed for Lord Krishna is expanded from Balaram through his Ananta form. So Balaram, when he, Ram Lila, he came as Lakshman, he was the younger brother. And in Krishna Lila, he comes as the older brother. So here in Gaura Lila, he also coming like an older brother. He got initiated higher up in the... They were like two brothers. So in Adi Lila there's some nice verses that explain how Lord Nityananda is the source of the three Vishnus, the Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kirodakshaya Vishnu, that here the Pandits kind of accept Lord Chaitanya as an Acharya. But we've been forcing them to put Tulsi on the feet and do everything. So it's like he wanted yesterday to do the puja to Narasimha first and then to Lord Chaitanya. But actually, we know that in Kali Yuga, the Lord doesn't come in a open form where he declares himself to be the Lord. So, and Prabhupada said that Balaji here is Krishna coming. Balaji means boys, it's the baby, it's the boy Krishna. But he comes in a disguised form. And he's from the previous Kali Yuga. That's 4,320,000 years. Yavdanavir is our cosmologist. And is that correct? 4,320,000,000 years? Four yugas? So this deity has been around for a long time. This is the most famous temple in India, wealthiest temple in India. If they're asking for some sannyasis to stay They have a budget for next year. They've increased it from 30 million rupees to 200 million rupees that they want to spend on preaching Krishna consciousness, Vaishnava Dharma, Hindu Dharma. So if any Swamis are here on the 3rd, they could stay and participate in that meeting. I'm allowed to bring four, I have 7, 4, 5 guests. Prabhupada told them they should spend some of their money preaching. Because they give the government takes their money for other purposes sometimes as a loan. Anyway, it's a very important temple. So the Balaji temple is connected with Lord Chaitanya's Leelas. Because the Chayasita, who took the role of Sita and was tortured by Ravan, you'll see her history on the temple walls. Her name is Vedavati. She incarnated as Padmavati. And there's a whole pastime where the Lord comes and he marries her. To make a long story short, there's a lot of details to it. Usually you find it in comic books, but we're going to publish something eventually. And then Lakshmi comes and first gets disturbed that her husband's marrying someone else. Then he explains, this is Vedavati. And you asked me to marry her because she took all the torturing for you. And then she said, okay. Then she first arranged everything. So like that, here in the town, there's a Padmavati temple. These are also important temples to see. I heard that some of the devotees, maybe a few hundred, are going to get some special darshans tomorrow. But if you get any time, you don't know what to do. See the Govindaraj temple of Balaram and the Padmavati temple of Lakshmi. It's an expansion of Lakshmi. Who they are here in this city. Then Tiruvala, there's the Balaji. So when you go to see Tirumala, you have to also see Brahadi. And there's Hanuman's birthplace. And there's Paramahansa where the Pandavas bathed and got rid of all their sins. Actually, Radharas Swami brings his yatra here sometimes. He gives wonderful classes on the glories of Tirupati Tirumala. So, this is where we are today. So in the Chaitanya Leela, Navadip Parikrama Mahatmya, Parikrama Khanda, it mentions that Sita Ram and Lakshman, they visited Navadipa and Madhutumbri, and there Ram was smiling, and Sita said, why are you smiling? So well, in Treta Yuga, in Kali Yuga, in this Leela, you're going to go to the forest. Because you went to the forest, in Kali Yuga you'll appear and be my consort. And at that time I will go to the forest. So Lord Chaitanya is taking sannyas, it's like he's going to the forest. Self-banishment, to reciprocate with his banishing his consort in Ramlila. So Sita is Vishnu Priya, and Lakshmi Priya is Padmavati. So Once I was suggesting they have a Lord Chaitanya, Vishnupriya, Lakshmipriya, Balaji, and Lakshmi, and Padma, but it was too drastic, it was too revolutionary for the place. So we just had a Radha Krishna Asta Sakhi. They don't accept fully Lord Chaitanya yet, but in the future, with all your presence and coming here and visiting this temple and preaching, maybe people will start to understand that there's a connection between Chaitanya. Chaitanya came just like Srinivas came as if he was a human being, although he's Supreme Lord. And he got married to Padmavati. So Lord Chaitanya came, he got married to Lakshmi Priya, and then later to Vishnu Priya. So in Kali Yuga these things happen. So here we are, this place is considered to be not different from Vaikuntha, from the spiritual world. This mountain that you see here, it's actually a Nantadev coiled up. So this is Balaram's Nityananda coiled up here. You can see the coil on the top. In fact, there's a Garuda. You can see the Garuda just on the left here. We're just at the gateway of the Tirumala. This, we want to thank the Tirupati Tirumala Devasthanam for having sold us at a ready giveaway price. The land that the temple is on, and so we can build this facility. We want to preach the glories of Balaji. In fact, the head priest was saying that Krishna is Balaji. We say Balaji is Krishna, so we're all in unity. But this deity of Balaji is, and we're installing the deities, but he's like self-manifest. At one point Srinivas turned into the deity, and he's been like that for millions of years. So he has a special presence, which is incomparable. So I hope you have a darshan later. So Nityananda Prabhu came down, actually I don't know if any Balaram came down with Srinivas, doesn't seem to fit, maybe it must be there somewhere, but doesn't come to my mind. But in Chaitanya Lila he came. He wasn't left out.